There's no lack of artistic beauty in America.
Author and commentator Walter Mosley.
There are Picassos hanging in art museums and marvels of nature such as tremendous dinosaur bones in our natural history museums. We catch glimpses of art in our peripheral vision, visit it in crowded queues, see it fleetingly on shows presented by PBS. But the art we're exposed to is not ours to choose. Some curator or programmer presents us with the work. A critic decides which artists are worth showing. And even though there is much that is beautiful in America, there are also great expanses of gray ugliness. We are virtually entombed in concrete and plastic, polyester and smog. We have jobs that most of us would leave without a second thought. We carry lists of telephone numbers and passwords in our heads and credit cards and house keys in our pockets. I believe that we can begin to cure this malady by carrying something else around in our pockets. There is art everywhere in our world. Found pieces of shell that resemble fabulous creatures, jade carvings made centuries ago in China or Central America, a piece from a game such as chess or mahjong, passport masks used in Africa as late as the 20th century are available. Maybe a carving from wood or stone made by some local artisan. Any small item that you've seen and found beautiful or intriguing and that can be carried around in your pocket or on your person may be a key to the problem of the beauty missing from our everyday lives. Imagine it. You have in your pocket a glass Buddha whose expression is beatific and sublime. In a spare moment at work, instead of instant messaging, you take out the small, inexpensive treasure and examine it with your eyes and fingers. It speaks to you from faraway places, both physical and philosophical. During your lunch hour, you might find yourself browsing through stores and even the streets, looking for natural and man-made items of beauty. This is the beginning of your pocket art collection, a museum where you are the curator and the critic, as well as the patron. Some days, when you have lunch with like-minded friends, you all take out pieces that you've collected and installed in your small cloth galleries. One friend has a playing card with an interesting pink pattern on its back. A woman found a poem scrawled in the back of a used book that she bought. Joe brought a pornographic Natsuke carving because that's just the way Joe is. Some of this art is perishable, like a certain red leaf that falls in the early spring in Southern California. Others are older than our nation. Try it out. I have. Carry around something that you think is beautiful. When people around you are talking, tell them that you've started your own pocket art gallery. Show them your piece. You'll find a healthy interest in the notion, partly because it shows that we can be in control of at least part of our world. And imagine a dozen pocket galleries at the same table. There you have a museum and the beginning of a dialogue about beauty that doesn't come from some expert who never heard of you and who doesn't believe in your aesthetic ability. Pocket art won't change the world, most probably. But it will bring a smile to your face and maybe a bit more beauty into all of our lives.
The comments of novelist Walter Mosley, and this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.